for the internet. When your spouse announces the end of your marriage because of the latest discovery. When your young son goes through your history files on your computer and sees all your pornography. When your daughter's friend sees your photo in the mugshots at the police station and no one in your family knew. When you have to leave your job because of a sexual entanglement with a person you never really liked anyway. When your husband discovers emails to your lovers, who were his best friends and golfing companions. When you are the first woman mayor of your city, and one of your affairs is with the city manager, who happens to be the best friend of your husband, who will batter you if he finds out. When the school counselor calls to inform you that your daughter does not want to come home because, after 8 years, she no longer wants to be sexual, and you are being reported to child protection. When you are a person with AIDS and you have unprotected anal sex with others every time you use cocaine and yet you continue to use. When you have a car accident while exposing yourself. Some are secret moments known only to yourself. When you have to tell yet another lie that you almost believe yourself. When the money you have spent on the last prostitute equals the money for the new shoes your child needs. When you see a person on the street you had been anonymously sexual with in a restroom. When you make business travel decisions, not on the basis of company interests, but rather to accommodate the affair that you are having. When you tell someone I love you, knowing full well there are two others who also think they are the only ones you love. When you sit in a room full of people, three of whom you have had sex with recently, and part of you fears what they would do if they knew about the others, and part of you gloats over your accomplishment. When you say I love you because you know you are going to go to bed with someone, yet you really don't love or want to go to bed with that person. When you cringe inside because your friends are laughing at a flasher joke, and you are one. When you're an alcoholic completing treatment, and you realize that your time in the hospital was not only a period free from chemicals, but also a time when you were sexually at ease as well, and you never felt better. Yet you know that abstinence from alcohol will be easy compared with stopping your sexual addiction. For most people, these moments are followed by resolves never to do it again. Even as the promises are made, they are rendered hollow by the echoes of the previous vows and resolutions. Many are the addicts who have deeply wished not to be sexual at all, thinking that state to be the only cure for their compulsive feelings, thinking that by giving up their sexuality, they would be able to work, to love, and to enjoy themselves like other people. Sexual addiction has been described as the athlete's foot of the mind. It never goes away. It is always asking to be scratched, promising relief. To scratch, however, is to cause pain and to intensify the itch. The itch is created in part by the rationalizations, lies, and beliefs about themselves carried deep within the sexual addicts. The husband, for example, who visits a prostitute and on his way home feels warm toward his wife and family, tells himself that his time in the sauna really helps him to be more sensitive and loving to his family. At one level, he knows the fallacy of his thinking, but chooses to ignore it in light of the immediate warm feelings. In contrast with the unfeeling exchanges of massage parlor life, the family does look much better. The cost to the family remains overlooked, however. So it is with many beliefs, rationalizations, and myths that support addiction. I am oversexed. No one else is like me. I really did care for her or him. Just one more time won't hurt. I deserve it. It isn't so bad since everyone does it. She, he, wanted, deserved, asked for it. One of the greatest myths that allows the addict to repeat sexual behaviors is that it does not adversely affect other relationships, especially a marriage. In fact, one of the most common rationales for a married addict is, I do it in order to stay in the marriage. In reality,